It's been quite a turnaround for the pound since March of 2020, when the floor fell out and the currency had plummeted to the depths of multi-year lows. Back then, the market was reacting to coronavirus fallout and escalating tension around Brexit. But months later, things are looking up, with the pound even emerging as an outperformer. The UK has been viewed by many as doing a good job managing through the pandemic, and all of that tail risk Brexit uncertainty has been put to bed. These are the things the Bank of England will be thinking about when it meets today, with many wondering how the central bank will communicate its message with things looking up for the first time in a while. Of course, short term, there is still recognition that things are a bit of a struggle on account of the pandemic, but this has all been priced, and how much will the BOE be wanting to look ahead to all the positives on the horizon? Last we heard from the BOE, the central bank had topped up its QE initiative and expressed some openness to the idea of negative rates. And so while we don't expect any changes to policy, we think a lot of the market reaction will be around any updates from the BOE towards its negative rate policy sentiment, which would definitely appear to be far less justified at the current point in time. If this is reflected, it could trigger a wave of demand for the pound on the positive rate differential implication. At the same time, we don't think the central bank will be wanting to shake things up too much just yet, especially with inflation reads still soft and the new variant of the virus potentially posing risks that are still unknown. Furthermore, we don't see the BOE being motivated to communicate an overly upbeat or hawkish message, as it is likely to keep pace with the balanced, cautiously optimistic communications at the other central banks. As far as the key sterling dollar levels to watch go, we've got resistance in the form of the 2021 and multi-month high up around 137.60 and support in the form of the yearly low down at 134.50. That's all for now.